You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, I got to tell you about something. Yesterday, so I go to this store.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a convenience store, but I'm not going to say what it is, what they sell, all this, because it might give it away. And I don't want to do that. Okay.
Okay.
So let me explain what was going on. Okay. So I'm in line. There's three of us in the store.
Okay.
Besides the person working behind the counter. This person behind the counter I've never seen before. And I go in here a lot. Okay. The person they're talking to, or he's talking to in front of me, I'm standing there waiting. They've done their business back and forth, but now they're talking about how to pass a drug test.
Oh.
Because this guy needs to take one for a job.
Okay.
So I'm standing in line.
Did you tell him, give him some advice?
I don't know how to pass a drug test.
All right.
If I had advice, I would have chipped in there and said, hey, buddy, got one for you. But they were talking about something you take. I don't know. But 5 minutes goes by. And I'm like, okay, look. All right. Look, buddy, your drug test is on you. I need to, let's move on, okay?
Right.
Finally, they end. Took about 7 or 8 minutes or so. So I wasn't real happy with that, right? But I get up to the counter. I do my business or whatever. Pay, blah, blah. This guy's throwing one-liners at me, trying to joke around. I'm not in the mood for it. I just listen to the drug talk, okay?
Right.
So
yep.
I'm fine. After I pay, he takes my product with a bag, stands back from the counter and says, you got to answer a trivia question before you can take this.
Oh, my God. So annoying.
Is it not?
Yeah.
Is it not the stupidest thing ever? I'm standing there and he says, I swear to God.
I believe you.
This guy looks at me and says, before you go anywhere, you gotta answer this trivia question.
Oh, my God. I would have smacked him.
I just listened to your drug talk. Oh, it gets better.
Yeah.
So, oh, no. Not being an a-hole.
Yeah.
I said, what is it? What
yes.
is it? What is it? He goes, you got to give me three characters in Willy Wonka.
No!
You can't make this up, Bubs.
Oh, my God.
I cannot sit here and make this up.
Oh, my God.
This is what occurred yesterday.
Three characters in
and
Willy
I said,
Wonka.
I've never watched Willy Wonka. I probably it's on. I got a kid. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell am I explaining this to this guy for?
Exactly.
I've already paid for
just
these
give
products.
Me my stuff.
Give me my sack so I can leave.
Oh, my God.
Finally, he gives it to me, okay? I'm so angry at this point. I'm like, I'll never come back.
Right.
If I ever open that door again and that guy's standing there, I'll just turn around and leave. I'm not going to be. So I go out to my vehicle.
Uh-huh.
I'm not out there 30 seconds. There was a guy behind me. He comes walking out and he's throwing his hands up using the F word going, all I wanted was a soda. I stopped for a soda. And he's cussing and he's mad.
Yeah.
He gets in his vehicle and just peels out of the parking lot. I don't know what this guy's doing in there.
Well,
he's doing a dog and pony show in there.
I think like my place is 7-Eleven, right? And the chick is totally on meth and she won't stop talking to people. It is insane.
I think this guy was on something.
Yeah.
I do, Jamie. When I got to my vehicle, I said, he's on something.
Yep.
Because after that guy left about the soda or whatever, then I saw that guy come out the door like two or three times. Nobody's in there. It's just him going in and out. And I don't know why, but it was the weirdest thing ever.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, four, five, three characters from Willy Wonka.
And so you didn't pass. Did he give you a different one, a different question?
No. I finally said, hey, look. Dude.
I'm in a hurry.
There's a guy behind me.
Yeah.
I've already waited. I just need to go. All right, here you go, man. Maybe you can get it next time.
Oh, my God.
He was just looking for a friend, man.
There won't be a next time.
Well, maybe he's looking for a friend, but I'll tell you, we all talk about it in the group chat, this lady that's at ours, and literally, I mean, you start to inch towards the door, and she's still talking to you. It's crazy.
If you're behind the counter, it's okay to be pleasant. Okay, and have a little bit of a conversation. Oh, look what you're buying. Blah, 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 blah. Thank you. Here's your thing. Bye. Gone. Right? But when you start going in depth, I don't want to answer trivia questions.
Yeah.
I didn't come there for that.
Oh my God.
I didn't come there for that or to have a conversation about the kids in school or this or that. I didn't come there for that. And not to be, you know, an a-hole. It's just like, come on, man. And not, people are in line.
What'd you buy?
I'm not going to say because it'll give away the location. I don't want to do that. But
wait, what?
Yeah, it's it would give it all away.
If,
so.
If we knew what you bought, it'd give away the location.
Better question for you. Name three characters in Willy Wonka.
The grandpa, the son.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
BJ, Jamie, morning show. All right, everybody can relate to this. If you have a phone, you get robocalls. And it turns out that Colorado is one of the worst. In fact, I think we're the number four state in America for robocalls. Here's the story.
Phone ringing constantly, text messages seemingly every other minute, all coming from unknown numbers.
A new report from Colorado consumer watchdog group Coperg shows spam robocalls are now at a six-year high, with Colorado ranking fourth in the nation for imposter scam reports. Let's go out live to Fox 1's problem solver, Shaul Turner, and how, more importantly, to block these calls. Shaul?
Absolutely, and it gets so annoying when your phone goes off and again, but the last thing you ever want to do, according to Coperg, is answer those calls, because they can even record your voice. Let them go to voicemail, monitor them, and if they are threatening and pressuring that you need to deal with a law enforcement or government issue or anything else, look it up for yourself. Look up the number yourself, do your own research, and check it out that way. And then report any scam calls to the FCC, Coperg, or the state attorney general's office.
These people doing this, they think we're stupid.
You know, I have a different question, and then I'll get back to robocalls. Why did they need to go live to her on the street for this?
Maybe she was standing outside of a robocall center
maybe,
or something.
Maybe so.
I don't know. Maybe you have to see the video.
Sometimes I just always think it's so weird. Like the other day, I was watching the news, and they went to live. You know, they were talking about something like chicken or something, but she wasn't even by a chicken stand.
No.
She was just in the middle of a park.
But I think that it does make it more serious sounding because you got horns in the background. It's like I'm an on the street reporter,
right,
you know?
Yeah.
If you went to Shaw in the lunchroom, and she's sitting there with a hamburger and fries in front of her, it wouldn't be...
That's a great point.
Not the same impact. You know what I mean?
That is
so you kind of need a train in the background, some guy riding by on a bicycle. You know, you got to have the sound.
The ambiance, right.
The sound, everything. The robocalls, these people think we're stupid, okay? They're sending the most ridiculous messages that you could even imagine. Now, I don't know about you, but I feel like these texts that we're getting only started like 2 months ago or so. Because everything I've gotten prior to that has been phone calls.
But you're not supposed to reply, and you replied.
Well, I just said, sure, I'll make you a cake. They said I was a great baker.
So the latest ones that we're talking about, it seems to be a lot of food ones. Like, somebody asked me to go to dinner. I just put it in spam, you know, reported or whatever. But somebody said, here's the weirdest one yet. I got this text. Hello, this is Addison from the adoption center. Would you like to return or adopt a child today? Return a child? Are you kidding me? What the
Come
hell?
Come on, man. You didn't get that, did you? All right. I don't know if I'd buy this.
I know,
I don't know if you got that text.
Return
all right?
A kid.
I mean, you can play with us all day long. I'm not buying that one, that you can return a child. No.
Somebody else said, hey, Mary, are you coming to the seafood breakfast?
Oh, man. Sounds delicious.
Seafood breakfast?
I'd write back, yeah. I'll be there. See you soon.
Seafood for breakfast?
Yeah.
Ugh. That sounds awful.
I would go in a heartbeat. I love seafood.
Somebody else said that they had a 2-hour conversation. You're not supposed to talk to them because then, like she said, that they record your voice and then they can use your recorded voice to AI it for your bank account. You know how, like, your voice is your identity or whatever.
Yeah.
So you're not supposed to talk.
You know, here's what I get upset with. My phone, and if you've got an iPhone, I don't know about the Android, but if you've got an iPhone, it says you can report this person, you can block and report, right? I don't think any of these ever get reported.
I don't either.
I mean, who am I turning it into?
I agree with
the
you.
The text police? Where does it go? Does it go to the governor? I don't know where it goes. But I get the same phone number calling me back again.
I bet it's your carrier. That's where it goes to.
I don't know. I don't know. It says block and report.
You're right. It does feel empty because they don't send you any kind of kickback. You just hit block and report or whatever, and then you're just like,
right.
I don't feel like you did anything.
I want to know. I want to know if BB's been arrested. You know, I want to know. I want a kickback.
Who?
BB.
Oh.
BB. I just made up a name. Somebody like, wait, that what? Would be sending the robocalls.
Yeah.
But I want to know. I want to kick back saying, hey, we saw that you reported BB, and we picked him up today. He's in a world of trouble. I'd like to know all that stuff, right?
Yeah, I agree with you. I know.
Yeah, it feels like it goes nowhere. How are we number four in the country? They say that it's just because the state of Colorado won't enforce the law.
Shocker.
Yeah. That for some reason, they don't take it seriously.
They're like, yeah, you'll be fine.
You'll be fine. Yeah, hey, just deal with it, you know? That you're going to get a phone call.
That's four in the whole country, you guys. You thought it was just you. It's not. It's all of us calling it together.
You would think it would be the top four populated states in the country,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, you would think it would be California, maybe New York, Florida. Not Colorado.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
I got to tell you guys something, all right, if you don't mind real quick. This is hilarious, and I know every parent can relate to this. You know when your kids come home and you don't know what the hell they're even talking about from school, stuff they've learned, and you feel like an idiot? Right? I mean, you're just like, what? What? And you have to fake like you know what they're talking about because they're just out of your league, especially right now because all these kids know about AI and all this computer crap. We were all talking about this. Everybody's kids in my circle, all their kids know computer lingo that we have no clue about.
Right.
We don't even know how to use what they're talking about. We don't even know.
Like code talk, all that stuff.
And I mean, all the kids now know it. So I was writing down because my kid was seeing all this stuff last night. He was driving home from something he did in San Francisco. So I started just writing notes down. Here's what I've learned. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
So those neural networks, the deep learning and I was vibe coding, but then, you know, you get some spaghetti code and then the workflow automation and the MCP, the model context protocol and the nomination of the N8N and then again the NLP and then the retrieval augmented generation and then something about Terra does flip-flops.
What?
It's teraflops. I don't know. I just remembered Tara does flip-flops.
So
I have him on speaker.
What's he trying to get to?
He's telling me all about AI. I guess we all need agents, AI agents.
We do?
Yeah, I guess this is what we all need. So AI agents, basically, like, they work for us. And they do all the tasks that we need them to do, these agents. And they're... I don't get it.
Well, you're confusing me now.
I don't get it.
I don't understand what you even mean. Why do we need an agent?
We need these AI.
I don't even use AI. I don't even have a need for it.
So I guess like if let's say we're talking to our boss and we kind of zone out, our agent will take notes for us. And like,
where's he at though? Where's the agent? Is he there with you?
No, he's like,
is he in the cloud somewhere?
He's in the universe.
Yeah.
I don't even know where he is.
Where's my agent? Do I have to pay the agent?
And I go, what are you talking about? He's like, you guys need agents because it really helps. It sorts everything out for you. And then it'll go in. If there's anything, you know, people are talking about, it'll just organize it for you. I'm like, son, I don't think I need an agent.
It's almost like Insta clip art, like clip arts. Like those the cliff notes that we used to use in high school and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like that.
That's
like you get it real time. Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen you do one Sora video, so I don't believe you know anything either.
No, I haven't even tried to mess with Sora at all.
Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't.
Maybe not.
Just let it pass us by.
Because everybody's making those videos. Yeah.
You know, I agree that you get kind of perplexed by the conversation you're having with your son.
Oh, my God.
Hey, try to get perplexed and get confused with a 7-year-old.
Right?
When he comes home with something. Then you feel dumb.
No.
Now, with a college kid, I can see where he's way past me. But a 7-year-old, he should be knowing things that I don't know.
Oh, I agree. And it'll even get worse, BJ. When they're in second grade and you can't figure out their math, oh, my God, it's so embarrassing.
Yeah, when they look at you and say, no, Dad, you're doing it wrong.
Exactly.
But I got it right. But you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong, Dad. That's not how you do it. And then he'll erase everything, start over. God. This is how you do it, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I don't even know this Terra. Have you ever even heard of a teraflop?
No. I've heard of a belly flop. I've done that a few times. You know, water world, I've done that. But Terra, I don't know. I don't know Terra flop.
I don't know anything. And then he was telling me his one friend broke up with a girl because she wasn't based enough. What?
I've heard based many times. I get
I've never heard based enough.
Yeah.
She wasn't based enough. And I'm thinking like...
Is that like grounded?
I'm like thinking rotisserie chicken. Like she didn't get based. You know,
no, I see based a lot.
You do?
A lot. No, I don't.
Cooler than me.
I can't clearly, you know, describe it for you, but I see it a lot with comments. Yeah, a lot of people use the word.
They do?
Yeah.
I have never seen it in my life.
You've never seen based?
Nope.
Yeah.
No,
oh, yeah.
They're not based.
Yeah.
Oh, you're cool,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, I got a seven-year-old. Yeah. He's based.
So apparently.
You know what he says to me yesterday? I was telling him about it, the float. He's so excited about the parade, right? And he said something that you've said over the last couple of weeks, which I'm learning as we go, that he goes, Dad, you don't really need decorations for your float. Just put a big 6-7 up there.
See? I'm cool.
And
I'm
said,
I'm cool.
Hang on a second.
He must
You're in
have
the second
it.
Grade.
He must have heard it on the show because I said that somebody told
no,
us.
No, he said his friends use it.
Oh, no, but I said yesterday somebody said just to put 6-7 on the float.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right, right. But what I'm saying is that I asked him because I thought the same thing you thought. I thought he heard that on the air. He has no idea what he's talking about. And I asked him, I said, what does that mean? He goes, well, that just kind of means blah, 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 blah. Now, I don't know if he had the right description or not, but... He knew about it because his kids or his friends use it at school.
What does that say?
It's basically basically means the opposite of cringe.
The opposite of cringe.
Yeah. What's cringe? Where's my AI assistant?
When
I need him? Where the hell are you? BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Free app. We're there live. Podcast. It's all there for you to check out. Again, put it on your phone. It's absolutely free. You had a little study that you ran by me off air about the way we dress, my wife and I.
It's a new word sweeping the nation. I just found out about this new word that's sweeping the nation. I did not know about this. I think it was the New York Times just ran it yesterday. It's called the swag gap.
Swag gap.
The swag gap.
All right. All right.
And so let me give you examples of couples that are swag gappers.
Yep.
Okay. And they're doomed, apparently.
Okay.
They're just.
So if you have a huge gap when it comes to the swag obviously.
Yeah.
Then your marriage is probably on the rocks.
It says.
Or will be soon.
It's a fundamental difference in the way two people carry or present themselves, not only in clothing, but just in everything. It's called a swag gap. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco. Swag gap.
I would agree with that.
Yep.
She
yep.
was on Jimmy Fallon. They were on Jimmy Fallon. She had on this beautiful black dress. She had on high heels. She had on a she had a matching purse, all that. And then Benny wore like sweatpants and a sweatshirt, and it was like had holes in it. So that was a swag gap.
Yeah.
If you remember when Hailey Bieber launched her makeup line.
That's a good example
right
there.
She was beautiful.
Yeah, that's a good example because he looks like a punk every
Doesn't
time
he?
You see him. Can't keep his pants pulled up. Got a hoodie on every single time.
Right? So she walks in just glow. She's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
And then he has on Crocs. Not that there's anything wrong with Crocs. But in the moment when she looks like that and he has Crocs on, pants down,
yeah,
all the stuff. So that's
a swag. Yeah, he looks disheveled.
So, and then men are saying, and so it goes on both sides. It's not just women bitching at husbands about how they dress. Men are saying that they like to dress up and have some swag, but all their wives and girlfriends, all they're doing is wearing yoga pants all the time, no matter what.
So it works both ways.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an even thing because I didn't know that men really cared about what women were wearing, but they said, I'm so sick of seeing my wife or girlfriend when we go out to eat, she's always wearing yoga pants.
They're very popular.
Very popular.
You asked me off air what my perception was of myself and Lisa.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And he said, you guys, hold on. She's going to be so mad. He goes, well, I feel like our styles are the same.
Well.
Not even close.
I've thought about it.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right, yeah,
I have. That was a quick, instant, honest reaction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very inaccurate.
Very inaccurate.
Because because here's what changed it all.
Okay.
Because if I just think, you know, with that question being asked to me, I wear jeans a lot. She wears jeans a lot. Blah, blah, blah. I went back and forth like that. No big deal. I thought, well, we're relatively close. I mean, are we? That was my first thinking. Okay. But now when you throw these examples out there, like the Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect example. That's where I fall. I fall more in that category. Not that I wear my pants down, you know, halfway on my.
In her defense, because I'm going to go ahead and defend Lisa since she's not here. I would say even when you guys are wearing the jean look, hers is more a little buttoned up, a little bit better than yours.
I don't think so.
You think that she has holes in hers and food down the front?
No. I'm talking about the
That's
jeans.
That's part of the swag. It's part of the swag.
When we go out to places, we're pretty close, I think.
Oh, my God. She's going to kill herself.
I think we're pretty close. Where we differ a lot is shoes.
Oh, she's going to freak out.
Shoes, she wears good shoes. She wears nice shoes. I wear slides, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we differ in shoes.
Shoes
is a big part.
She doesn't wear socks and slides?
No. She won't wear the socks and slides. So the shoes separate us quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it creates that swag gap, as you call it. But if I put on a polo shirt with jeans, we get close, but not. She's still a little bit better than me.
Do you want to hear when Niall gave me the ick?
When?
Oh, my God. So he has like shoes that he only wears in his house.
Yeah,
you know, like he
house shoes,
slippers.
Yeah. Well, no.
What are they?
They're worse than that. They're flip flops, and he has socks on, so it goes between his big toe and that other toe.
Yeah, I don't get that look.
What? Like actual like thong? Like
yeah. So he like got home right, and he had socks on, and he slipped them on, and they you know they.
Oh
they,
no.
Yeah, I know.
Even to look at that hurts.
I took a picture of it and sent it to my friends.
I don't understand that. That would be so uncomfortable to me.
I don't get it.
Yeah, why does he do that?
He goes, my toes are cold.
Yeah, I don't like flip-flops to begin with. You know?
Right?
I mean, they're irritating to me, so that's why I go with slides.
His toes are cold. That's why I keep on his socks. Toes are cold. So I kept on his socks and put on the flip-flops.
Is there a swag gap between you and him?
Yeah. That would be A, right? I would never put
That's
on...
That's a great example.
I would never put on flip-flops.
Oh, okay. But I'm just saying, in general, do you think there's a gap?
Well, I'm not...
Not just
I'm
the one
not,
thing.
I'm not comfortable in a cowboy hat, but he looks great in a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
So that, like, that doesn't work.
You've got different kind of swag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm more like name brand stuff, and he's never heard of these people.
So there is a difference.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'll tell you where another...
What a red bottom... He even said, what do red bottoms mean? I'm just like, oh my God.
Another area where we differ, have the swag gap, is jewelry. She loves jewelry.
Yeah.
Okay? And Lisa will wear nice jewelry and worth some money. Okay? Me, I couldn't care less about it. I don't want any... Only thing I want is a watch, and it's a Garmin. to keep my blood pressure right. You know? That's it. I couldn't... It doesn't matter to me on jewelry. But she loves jewelry. So that's a big gap.
Now, what about you, Carson? You and Bree?
I mean, she's definitely got more swagger than I do. I try and keep up with her, but I mean, even at Alice in Winterland, perfect example. I'm wearing a hideous sweater. She looked like she was drop dead gorgeous, and I'm wearing an ugly ass sweater.
Yeah, but that's a special night.
Yeah,
that was intentional. Well, that doesn't count.
Here's what I would guess.
We're talking about in general.
As a woman, if I was married to you, I would be like, I wish you didn't just look so the same all the time.
Right. There you go.
Wow.
You're mono. You're a mono swag.
I don't have any swag?
Come on.
I mean, it's just always this, like, and nothing wrong with it, but it's just always the same look. Like, you couldn't pull off anything like, that's cool. You know,
like, I don't change it up enough?
Like, for example, you'd never dress like Youngblood.
No.
Yeah.
And it, on the opposite
I can see
side.
That. Yeah, I'm not going to wear a fishnet
side,
shirt or anything like that.
I never see you with like a suit and tie look either.
Yeah, I don't either.
I couldn't see you like that.
Yeah. No. You just always like J. Crew. You're just a J. You wear like boat shoes.
Boat shoes and the gray pullover.
It's the fraternity look. I'm still in my frat boy era.
Boat shoes. Do they even make boat shoes anymore?
Oh, yeah, they do.
They do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. That was a bad idea when it happened.
They're comfy, too.
They are comfy.
I got a pair.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so that's the new word y'all need to know. And apparently, if you're a woman that always wears yoga pants, no matter where you and your husband or boyfriend go, I guess men are sick of them.
You know, I don't see them out a lot, though.
I do.
Oh, all the time.
I do.
Bree wears them out constantly.
All the time.
Maybe my neighborhood just hasn't caught up to the yoga pants.
Maybe they're in sweatpants and not yoga pants.
Yeah.
I think it is more that. I really do.
Yeah, because they're everywhere. I mean, literally now with that aloe or what? How do I pronounce?
Aldo.
Aldo. Is it?
I think it's Aldo.
Does it have a D in it?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, that does three letters. Hey, maybe. Anyway, but now it's like, now it's a status piece to wear that.
Yeah.
The yoga pants with the jacket and the matching, you know, now it's a status symbol. So women are putting it on like it's a ball gown.
Because do you have any?
I have just a jacket and I don't know how to pronounce it.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Why do I come here and it's just like I'm at home?
Can I tell you something? It's a true story. You guys, BJ was on the phone with his wife in the hall on speakerphone.
Oh, boy.
Oh, your life is so, like, it's chaotic. It's just, it's pure chaos. Like,
it's,
I hear your son screaming in the background, like, Dad's got to pick me up, not my mom. I want my dad to pick me up, which is great, you know, if you're the dad. And I'm like, what is going on? And she's like, oh, I got to get this. You're like, I got to get this signed. I'm just like, there's only three of you.
Why? You feel for me, don't you?
Well, I just don't know why it's such madness.
Yeah. Well, it's just chaos. Here's the thing, though. Lisa's the strict one. She's the disciplinarian of the two of us. I'm more of the fun guy.
Well, that's why he wants you to pick him up from school, is because she has rules and she wants him to follow them, and she's the disciplinarian. You're the, here's a bunch of candy, Dad.
And here's my phone. Watch videos if you want. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Now, I'm that guy. But here's the thing. And I get accused of this, and it's not true, okay, that I do that on purpose. I don't do it on purpose. That is who I am. Okay, I was that way with the other three boys, too, when they were growing up, too. Yeah. I'm not that person that lays down the law.
Yeah.
And I think that's, I get accused of being that way on purpose when I'm not.
Well,
I'm actually that way.
Well, he obviously favors you because you are the here's candy, Jimmy John's toys, and my phone guy.
I am.
That makes her, well, you know, like when you watch that as the mom, you're like, oh my God.
And it drives me nuts to think that a kid is crying about something, even if the kid's wrong. It doesn't matter. I just don't like to see
it's called discipline. You have to have
it. I know
it
is. And I'm not saying that I'm right on this. I'm not saying that at all, Jamie.
Okay.
I'm saying she's right in the way you do it. You got to be a parent.
Right.
I can't be a parent for some reason. I have to be that fun guy, you know?
I think it's because your childhood was so awful that you want to make sure another child doesn't have an awful childhood.
I think you're right. Yeah. I think that's just the way I grew up, and that's my mentality on it. I cannot put my foot down to save my life. When it's necessary just to steer them in the right direction, I can't do it. I'm just not a great parent when it comes to that.
I know. And you even make excuses for him. Like when he got in trouble, this is a long time ago, long, long time ago. When I think he bit somebody or whatever in kindergarten, something happened. And you're like, you know, they all do it. And I'm like, no, they all don't.
I think every kid bit another kid.
A lot of kids bite kids.
My kid never bit a kid. My kid never on that Bible.
Isn't he an angel?
Well, I'm just saying it's not all kids bite kids.
I even bit a kid when I was younger.
You bit me one time.
Well, I've been a man. I didn't say that.
We've all bitten somebody, have we not? Did you get in trouble for it?
Yeah. Oh, I got in trouble, and then when I came home, my mom bit me to teach me how it felt.
Your mom
and
bit you?
I never did it again.
Wrong. See, I couldn't do that.
If Frog
bites somebody, he doesn't come home and I bite him.
I've pinched my kid back when he pinched me.
You have?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, it worked. I couldn't do that. I never bit another person after that.
Yeah, because now you know how it feels.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I slapped the tar out of my son's face one time. One time. He called me an F and B.
Oh, right? No.
And so my hand couldn't stop. It just went right across his face.
Wow. It was just a reaction.
It just, because that's an, I mean, that doesn't even set in our house. Like, we don't even cuss in our house, right? And I just, my hand wouldn't stop. Ding, right across his face. And he's like, I want to live with Dad.
I could never do that. There's no way.
It was deserved. Trust me.
I'm a wimp when it comes to that. Discipline. I'm a wimp.
He never called me another name ever.
Oh,
never.
I bet not.
Yeah, never.
I'll bet he gets whacked. Are you kidding?
BJ and Jamie.
See, I told you. Look at all the response here. Man, there's a lot of biters out there, especially these preschoolers, man. They like to bite each other.
Little ornery kids.
Yeah, the little snots. They'll bite each other in a heartbeat. And when Frog did it, he was 4 years old when he got in trouble. And let me tell you something. They take it really serious now.
When they bite.
Back when you were a biter, Carson, I think they just... When you were a biter, I think it was a slap on the wrist, sent you home and let mom take care of you, right?
Yeah. From what I remember, I was young.
Oh, right. I'm just saying that was a while back. Now it's dead serious.
Well, it's
stuff,
like assault.
Man.
They like treat it like it's assault.
You have to go in front of the board, the principal. Oh. You got to go in front of everybody. You can be thrown out of school for it. I mean, Frog, when he was four, he was looking at 3 to 5 years for biting somebody.
Three to five.
Sure was.
Can I read this? Jamie, you were just talking about how BJ makes stuff up.
What?
That's exactly my husband. He would totally have said, yeah, they're going to get 3 to 5 years.
Just
Why
saying.
Do you guys do that? Why do you just make up numbers and like own it?
It's fun.
It's so weird though because
it makes you feel knowledgeable,
but you have no idea.
Well, only you know that. I can fool people like Carson.
Oh, you know? Somebody said, my wife and I do the same thing that Carson's mom did. We have 2-year-olds and up, and they bit, and we bit them back fairly hard.
I think
it works.
I don't know this for a fact, but I would say the biting thing pops up probably once every couple of weeks in school. It with the little guys, the little fellers, okay? They're biters for some reason.
My daughter bit her teacher in preschool.
Oh. Woo!
Has little Debbie bit anyone?
No.
Yeah.
Not yet.
That'll get you bounced.
The teacher?
Yeah, you bite the teacher.
Real fast.
Yeah.
See, I don't know why. My kid, 2 weird things he never, ever did, and I never had to discipline for it. He never bit, and he never drew on the walls.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was.
Like, little Debbie hasn't done that either yet.
Yeah.
I'm kind of waiting for it, though, because she loves the color.
Yeah, so did my kid, but I don't, he never.
He never messed up the house in any way.
Nope, not like by. You know, coloring walls or anything like
that. That frog must be a snot, then.
Why did he color your walls?
Yeah, he does it all the time. Yeah,
still?
He's bad about it. Yeah.
He colors your walls really? Now?
He'll write on the walls. He'll just write with a pencil.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he does. I think certain kids, I don't know why. I don't know why they think the walls are canvas. Yeah.
Maybe he's an artist.
Well, he doesn't do it as much now. Mm-hmm. He did it more when he was five, 6 years old when he first started school. But yeah, he didn't, for some reason, it just doesn't click for him that you shouldn't be writing on the walls. It just, it's blank canvas to him. He's got a pen and he just starts writing.
All right. So what you could do in his room is get the chalkboard paint. It's pretty cool. Paint the wall black, chalkboard paint, and give him some chalk.
I don't know if that would work.
He would love that.
Yeah. That's what I have.
It's funny how some kids take to that and some don't, though.
I know.
I mean, with Ralphie, he never painted on the wall.
Nope.
Never had a...
never bit.
Nothing like that.
Nope. But what he did do, which was psychotic, is he couldn't stand like string on his shirt or his pants. Like he couldn't stand, like, you know, like how the hem comes out a little bit.
Like a loose thread, yeah.
Yeah, so I had to carry, because I thought he was a psychopath, I had to carry little scissors to cut off the string or whatever. He literally would panic. And so I thought he was like mental or something.
What did he think it was?
He just didn't like it, you know? And so I asked the doctor, is he like ADD, ADHD? Like, why can't he stand a little string hanging from his shirt? And he said, does he line up all his cars? And I was like, no. And he's like, well, he's not ADD or ADHD or whatever. He just doesn't like that his clothes have strings hanging from him.
And then you just grow out of it.
No. What his dad did is he burned one of the strings off of it, and he never complained about it again.
Because
it scared the crap out of him. because
so he was done with that.
Yeah, he burned it.
Wow.
I know. So it's not like he was perfect. I thought he was a psychopath.
Yeah, and it's bad when you start thinking your kid's a psychopath. Yeah, we've all had that feeling. I'm telling you.
BJ and Jamie.
Did you see dictionary.com's word of the year?
Yes. I'm so irritated.
So stupid.
People are mad about this. You know people are mad.
You guys are more angry than me. I was going to start out with how angry I am. But you guys are worse than me now. Yeah, this is dumb.
It is dumb.
You lose. Here's the way I see it.
Credibility.
Okay? You lose all credibility when you do something like this. Mm-hmm. Okay? Like Time Magazine and that picture they put up of Trump. Remember that with the gooseneck and all that? You're not doing yourself any favors when you do things like this. Okay? You're losing credibility.
And people are really mad because it means nothing. Nobody knows what it means. Other people say it's like, all right, here's what it says. It says 6'7", and it's not 67. 6'7", is the 2025 word of the year.
It's not even a word.
I know.
It's a number.
It's used as a random comment and is spread through schools and online circles nationwide. Let's see here. It says it just keeps growing larger and larger. And so that's why we made it the word. But people are saying it doesn't even mean anything. And some people say it means so-so or maybe this and that. But some people say it doesn't even mean anything. People are just saying it.
My 7-year-old drives me nuts with 6'7".
He just says it out of nowhere?
Yeah. He'll answer. If he doesn't have an answer to something, he'll say 6'7". And it's like, stop. You do it again, you're sleeping outside, okay? I'm done with this, okay? 6'7".
Yeah.
So we're in the car just a couple of days ago. And my wife, Lisa, she asked Frog, she goes, Frog, what does 6'7" mean? Nothing.
Yeah.
She goes, Frog, no. What does it mean? Nothing. Mm-hmm. This is the conversation in the car.
Right.
And I'm like, Lisa, it means nothing. He's right. She didn't even know. She was asking him. And he's playing with her, right? Nothing.
Nothing. That's what people are saying. This has all the feelings of irrelevant website making a dumb announcement to garner outrage and drive clicks. They're saying that the reason why dictionary.com named it the word of the year, so people would get mad. And we are.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
they
what
did
saying.
It on purpose to irritate us,
yes,
did they?
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? We don't use a dictionary anymore.
That is true.
Yeah, take that dictionary.com.
Yeah, I don't know.
So dumb. I don't know if I've ever seen a word so useless and so dumb.
Well, it reminds me, now this isn't a word, obviously, but it reminds me when all the kids were bottle flipping. Remember the water bottle flip? Listen, I mean, my kid was your age when he was doing bottle flipping. They just do it over and over and over and over, just like 6'7". It's that 7 to 10 year old that'll drive you nuts.
But when that bottle lands upright, it's pretty exciting.
Oh my God,
it's pretty cool. No, you know that you hit it once out of 50 flips.
No.
You know, at least you've accomplished something.
What have you accomplished?
Well, you got it to stand, luck of the draw, whatever. I'm just saying visually there's something there. 6'7" is empty.
Sorry.
Nothing.
See, this is dumb. I'm
flipping, it is dumb, but I'm just saying in comparison, 6'7" is the stupidest thing I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, it is. It is really.
I mean, it's really.
I'm going to agree with that.
Yeah. All right. We're all on board.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
So yesterday, a study came out saying 54% of Americans drink alcohol.
Yeah.
Is that high?
It's gone down. Well, no, the whole thing was, hold on, I pulled it. It was the whole thing that no, alcohol is no, it's not cool anymore. Nobody's drinking
it. Oh, it's not?
It.
It's not cool?
No, it's not cool at all. Hold on.
No kidding.
I didn't know we're doing
I've got the story.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, let me play the audio, then we'll go from there. Okay, here we go.
Want to grab drinks after work? Well, you're more likely to hear no than ever. Americans are drinking less than they have in decades, and here's why. So a new Gallup poll finds that only 54% of U.S. adults say they drink alcohol. That's the lowest level in decades. So Gallup's been tracking this since 1939, and for the most of the time, at least 60% of Americans said they drank. The new 54% is the lowest since the question was first asked in 1939. So what's happening? More people people, especially young adults, are rethinking alcohol entirely. A record 53% of adults now say even moderate drinking is bad for your health. That's nearly double what it was in 2015. There's been a major shift in how we talk about alcohol and health. For years, moderate drinking, like a glass of wine, was thought to be
good
for...
All right, well, you get it.
Yeah,
it's way down.
It's literally not even cool in college.
It's not cool.
Well, at least at my kids' college.
Binge drinking and...
All that, like, you know...
Because the frat party was all about the booze, right?
I don't even think my son knows what a beer bong is. Remember those?
Wow.
Yeah, because it's just not their thing.
He probably knows.
A beer bong? I don't know if they do those anymore. I mean, that big thing? It's that big funnel? Yeah.
If they don't do that in college anymore, I'm really disappointed.
Or what about a keg stand?
Keg stand. Yeah. I don't even.
You don't think he knows any of that?
I don't think he, I mean, he would have told me, but no. I mean, he did shrooms. He did do that, but
according to the report, it's.
I mean,
know,
if my kid will tell
down.
Me that he's done shrooms, he'd tell me they. You know, so.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah. That's way down then, because people are looking at their health a little bit more, I guess.
Yeah, in fact, he's like, you really shouldn't drink that stuff. I mean, it's just it'll rot your brain. And then also, they're really cognizant of sugar now. They also like the kids these days. Yeah. They don't like alcohol. They don't like sugar.
Gen Zers are like a different breed.
They are so healthy. It's weird.
Yeah, I loved them both. A lot.
Hey, try having a White Claw. You get both.
Them. I loved them a lot, Jamie. A lot.
I know you did. Yeah,
well, that's good news. Then.
It is good.
I mean, the first time, what was it? They said 90 years? Yeah, 90 years of stats. That's the lowest number for Americans. 54%.
The only bad news is Tennessee.
Tennessee, what about Tennessee?
Big whiskey companies have gone out of business.
No kidding.
Because people aren't drinking.
Mm-hmm. Not drinking the Tennessee whiskey?
Yeah, not anymore.
No kidding.
Yeah, so they went out of
business. They're not drinking enough.
Folks, pick it up out there. Come on. What the hell is going on?
Right?
You're killing my hometown businesses.
Exactly.
Drink more whiskey. Let's go. Guzzle.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm just telling Jamie a story from yesterday. So me and my son, we go to Jimmy John's, and we're sitting there, and there's a lady at a table. She's by herself at a high-top table, and we're sitting at a low chair in table, and she's kind of, you know, pointed in my direction, and I noticed, you know how you feel like somebody's looking at you?
Yeah, it is weird how you can always feel somebody looking at you.
Yeah, you just know. Yeah. So I glance over, and she gives me a little finger wave. It's like, hi there. Hi, how you doing? You know, and I'm like, whoa, scared the hell out of me. I turned back around like, oh, whoa, what the heck was that all about, you know?
You got spooked?
I got spooked, Carson.
Because a woman waved at you?
So I'm looking at Frog. He's across from me. So I'm looking at Frog. And then I kind of, because I'm now curious, right, I look back again. Sure enough, here we go again. A cute little wave again.
She's waving at you because you're staring at her.
I wasn't staring, though. I felt like she was staring at me, and that's why I kept looking over.
Well, you kept looking at her, so she's going to wave at you.
And I thought, well, this lady's hitting on me.
She's hitting on me, right?
That's what I thought. Then here comes this dude in the store. Okay, he comes walking into Jimmy John's, big old hug, kiss from her, blah, blah, blah. Well, that moment was over.
No, you thought she was hitting on
I thought she was hitting. I don't know if she recognized me from something. I have no idea. I never asked.
Waving at Frog?
No, because
women wave at little kids.
Yeah.
No. His face was...
No, he wants us to think some girl was hitting on him.
Okay.
Go with it.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. His face was buried in a sandwich at a phone watching a Minecraft, okay? He was paying no attention. He has no idea it even happened, right? But I had no idea. It just scared the hell out of me. I got all wiggy. I'm like, wow, this is weird.
BJ hasn't had somebody flirt with him in a while.
It was weird. I think that she might have recognized from the show.
Maybe that's
it. What I'm thinking it was.
If you were at Jimmy John's and you were waving, hi.
Yeah.
Until your boyfriend showed up.
Yeah, until your boyfriend showed up. I was kind of glad he showed up. It got me off the hook.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Took the pressure off.
Oh, my God. Got you off the hook. Like, there was any hook.
I didn't need a love scene there in front of Frog. Like that, you know, her coming over there and trying to pick me up like that. Right. You know what I mean?
Pick me up at Jimmy John's.
It was wacky. But I gotta tell you, man, I don't know why I got so damn nervous.
I bet you were blushing so hard.
Yeah. Well, I'm sitting there going, did anybody else see this? I'm looking around like, did anybody? And we were the only ones there. And I'm thinking, did somebody see this? I mean, am I just being, crazy here? Or, she waved.
Has it been a while since somebody flirted with you? Is that why you got nervous?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you're right, Jamie. It's been a while. Scared the hell out of me, man. Oh, I was so relieved when he showed up. That was close call, man.
Nothing even happened. She waited.
I said,
close call.
When I left the place, I said, man, I can't wait to tell Jamie this story. I said, she's not going to believe this. Somebody actually waved at me. Over a salami sandwich.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy John's.
Close call.
You know, wait,
the words close call got me off the hook. Like anything was going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It could have been very embarrassing there in front of Frog.
Gotten crazy.
Yeah, I'm glad that dude showed up. I am a little upset with Jimmy John's, though, because I signed up, and I don't sign up for apps. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So I did for there simply because he has to go every single day, it seems, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, all right, I got to cash in on this. I mean, this is really stupid to go buy a sandwich and not get points for it or whatever.
Right.
I've had this thing on my app for 3 months. 3 months now, and we go at least 3 times a week. I've yet to earn one damn sandwich. I asked the guy yesterday. I said, am I getting close on points here for a sandwich? He goes, oh, yeah, you're in the ballpark, but that'll be $14.
Oh, my God, so much. Because at least, like, wherever I buy pizza, like, it's a good return. Yours sounds awful.
Yeah, well, even King Supers with the gas car, that's
really
a good return.
Yeah.
There are certain things out there that this Jimmy John's, I'm not feeling it, man.
I feel like you're getting played.
Yeah.
I do, too.
Maybe,
I mean, it goes 3 times a week.
Maybe your points get you some lady in the corner waving at you. Maybe that's it. Maybe they set that up. Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah, that's maybe, what your points
here's
got
what
you.
Earned BJ a wave from some lady in the corner.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.